We interrupt our regular program to go live right here to the Foreign Ministry in Tehran. And let's listen to this spokeswoman.
The glorious return of Imam Khomeini to the country and also the glorious and historical days of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. I would like to congratulate you on this auspicious occasion. Now, I take your questions and please ask one question. I would like to ask every journalist to raise a single question. I have a single question. Mr. Amir Abdullahian had said that, speaking of the terrorist event in front of the Iranian embassy in Lebanon, there is a single country behind it and it's being followed up and it will be announced soon. What is the outcome of the follow-up? Regarding the terrorist act in Yemen and the martyrdom of an Iranian diplomat and also the abduction of Mr. Nick Bakht, the issue is on the agenda of the Foreign Ministry and it's being followed up. Regarding the corpse that was found, I have to make this announcement that based on the follow-up made in Yemen, the follow-up by our colleagues and also the confirmation by Yemeni authorities and the fact that the corpse does not belong to the Iranian diplomats, so this is a good news and hopefully we'll be able to do the follow-up and pave the way for his return. Regarding the terrorist actions, the issue has been followed up and there has been some evidence indicating the takfiri involvement of takfiri groups we have to wait for the completion of these documents and we have to wait for the completion of these documents and right now we cannot make any official announcement or declaration. So in case of finalization and completion of the documents, we will disseminate information. With respect to the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran is making confidence with respect to the Geneva deal, I wish to know your views about this process of confidence building by Iran. The most important point with respect to the negotiations and the first step that has been taken, the Islamic Republic of Iran started the negotiations with a new approach. This approach was called for preservation of our nuclear rights and also maintaining our nuclear activities. And these activities are quite peaceful under IAEA supervision. In the meantime, there are some logical concerns that are going to be eliminated. So this negotiating process has been completed and it led to the joint action plan and we are implementing this joint action plan. The balanced and predictable implementation of the plan within 6 months can be a step forward in order to actually indicate the commitment of both sides based on this plan of action. And if this 6 months period is completed based on the commitments, then we can announce that the first step has been taken successfully, and that will be a prelude for holding comprehensive talks. Regarding the agenda of the talks by Ms. Ashton and Dr. Zarif in New York, which part of the Iran's nuclear program is it going to address? Prior to the start of negotiations, we cannot raise any issue, but at the same time, it has been announced that the final resolution of the nuclear issue calls for preservation of the peaceful nuclear program of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This is the major point, and the peaceful nuclear activities will proceed. So the final agenda has not yet been declared, and we have to wait for the detail. It had been announced that the number of our experts team will increase to 120. It will increase by threefold. The implementation of the joint plan of action is a plan that involves different organizations and ministries that are just involved in the issue of sanctions and its implementation. In fact, we are dealing with them, and also the secretariat has been set up at the Foreign Ministry, with the Foreign Ministry having the focal point, and it's in fact monitoring the implementation of this plan of action. And also we have the insurance, the oil sector, the insurance sector, and so on. So this is, we have experts discussions, and there are many working groups forming this secretariat. So in fact, what you mentioned is the ceiling, but the maximum number of experts, but the aim is to proceed in the best way possible with the participation of experts, and the relevant bodies will also provide you with the necessary details gradually, and we will also inform you. But the supervision over this joint plan of action must be an up-to-date one, and it should be done in a precise manner so that all the parties would fulfill their commitments. Iran and Turkey, with respect to the Syrian, Iran and Turkey have boosted their cooperation with respect to the Syrian crisis, and Turkey always sought to somehow make efforts for the collapse of the Assad government. There have been some discussions raised and some topics raised by the media regarding Iran-Turkey cooperation and talks. I have to say that Iran and Turkey, as two neighboring states and two Muslim neighboring states that enjoy commonalities, they have always had numerous contacts at different levels, and in addition to bilateral levels, there has also been consultations concerning regional issues. And this afternoon, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan will travel to Tehran. This is an important visit by Mr. Erdogan, and it's important from the view of bilateral meetings and the agreements that are going to be signed in the course of this visit. And new domains of cooperation will also be addressed. In the course of this visit, Mr. Erdogan, in addition to talks with Mr. Jahangiri, he will also meet with the leader. He will meet with the president and the foreign minister. Talks between Tehran and Ankara have entered a new stage, and hopefully will witness further growth of relations. And also we will have the president, the Iranian president, Dr. Rouhani, will also pay a visit to Turkey in the upcoming months. So there has been close consultations regarding regional issues. This is a natural trend, and we hope that such talks, in addition to maintaining the bilateral interests, would also contribute to positive results and outcomes at the regional level. With respect to enhancement of Iran's ties with other countries, speaking of students who want to study overseas and also academic, the measures that have been taken up with respect to academic scholarships for students who are already overseas or students who want to study abroad, what measures have been taken in this regard? Speaking of facilitation of contacts and providing services for Iranians overseas and also providing services for students who have received scholarships, these are the issues that have been an issue that has always been addressed by the foreign ministry, and the government also attaches significance to the issue. So, in this way, we'll have enhancement of services provided to Iranians. This is a point on our agenda. And I do not have any particular point to mention now, but if we adopt any new decisions and if we have any regulations approved, we will inform you. There was some news released yesterday about Iran 5+1 group talks in New York. Does the foreign ministry officially confirm continued talks in New York? It was earlier said that Ms. Ashton is going to visit Iran in line with the process of negotiations. Is her trip still on the agenda? Regarding the next round of talks, it has not yet been finalized, but we'll have talks in the upcoming weeks, and we will inform you about the exact date and venue. Regarding the trip by Ms. Ashton, as I said earlier, Dr. Zarif and Ms. Ashton had a meeting in New York, and the invitation was extended to her. It's on the agenda, and as soon as the trip is finalized, we will inform you, but so far no exact date has yet been reached, but it still is on the agenda. IAEA chief has announced the setting up of a temporary office in Iran. What is your stance? And will you permit the establishment of the office? It's not yet on our agenda.
Salam. Thank you. Jim Sciutto from CNN. Tonight, President Obama will deliver his State of the Union address in Washington, and we're told that he will mention the negotiations with Iran. I wonder if you could tell me what the Iranian government would like to hear from President Obama about Iran, and what it would not like to hear.
What is clear is that Iran, as a peace-loving nation with an age-old civilizational background and a peace-loving nation, we always welcome message of peace. The fact that the world moves towards dialogue and peace, that will make all nations pleased. And regarding the nuclear issue, implementation of commitments and respecting the peaceful nuclear rights of the Iranian nation and respecting the progress of Iranians and their indigenous knowledge, these are the points we attach importance to. This is an indigenous nuclear knowledge, the Iranian nation, due to its talents and the motivation of its youths, has gained access to